It is your pre-match warm-up as we turn our attention back to the Premier League. Spurs this weekend, Ian Ryan in the studio with Andy Heaton, Amelia Bonner and Damian Kamana. We will have the excellent Paul Dehaney a little bit later in the show to give us the opposition view. But Cav, it all feels a little bit more positive again. It seems that it does swings and roundabouts this season.
Yep.
One good result, then a bad one. But we do get the win midweek against Napoli. Yep. Very important going into this game at the weekend as well to have a little bit more of a confidence boost.
Defo, yeah. I mean, you've seen the rain before the match and you thought it was effectively a dead rubber. You know, in the midwinter and all that, and things aren't going well, you're thinking to yourself, well, what's the point of all this? And I'm certainly having that conversation with me lad, and I'm going, lad, this is first world problems here, right? The number of people who'd love to be in the Champions League, possibly winning the group, you're going to watch some proper entertainment here and while you're tilting it round. And so by the time we got into the ground, we were excited about the match itself. And I definitely think it was job done. I think the lads needed to put a shift in, and they did. I think they didn't like the opposition they were playing against because they've been indignant by the fact that they've beaten us a couple of times and they don't like that. And I thought they rose to the occasion. I think it was a thoroughly worthwhile exercise and I felt a little bit better about it. And I was about 10 minutes early for the train, so I grabbed a Swiftie and the Peacock and I was back from Kirkdale 2 hours feeling a lot happier. And I thought it was an evening well spent and I think we really needed it. Because, you know, confidence is a thing. Will the real Liverpool please stand up? You know, this is where we are at the moment, and a win against a quality side, a deserved win against a quality side, it's never going to do you any harm. Good practice for Sunday, that was.
And it was also nice, really, that the manager got a little bit of a confidence boost this week with the award of Freedom of the City. We were chatting off air before that he is only the second kind of non-Englishman to get the award, but I really can't think of a better fella to get it.